With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is talking about resuming nuclear testing.
A global ban on nuclear tests is in place. President Trump says if there were tests, it would be on an equal basis with Russia and China.
They seem to all be nuclear testing.
Russia?
We have more nuclear weapons than anybody. We don't do testing. We've halted it many years ago.
The Kremlin warned if any country resumes nuclear testing, Russia would follow suit. There was no indication the U.S. would start detonating warheads. The last detonation was in 1992. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump's drug war strikes again, correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Pete Hegseth says U.S. forces have killed four people in a strike against a boat he alleges was carrying drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean. It's the 14th strike of a military campaign that began in September in the waters off South America. In a social media post, Hegseth asserts intelligence determined the vessel was transiting along a known narco-trafficking route and carrying narcotics. He adds it was in international waters and no U.S. forces were harmed. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israel's military says Palestinian militants have handed over two sets of remains of hostages to the Red Cross in Gaza. This follows the return of 15 hostages remains since the ceasefire began, with 13 more to be recovered. The handover indicates progress in the fragile ceasefire agreement despite Israeli strikes on Gaza overnight. Officials in southern Gaza report at least 40 people injured in the strikes. The Israeli army confirmed it targeted terrorist infrastructure in Khan Yunis. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 109 points, the Nasdaq dropped 377. This is SRN News. The U.S. rejoins the Geneva Consensus.
It's a coalition of nations that have signed a declaration stating that there is no international right to abortion. President Trump signed on to the declaration at the end of his first term in office back in 2020. But President Biden reversed that commitment shortly after he came to the White House, leaving some 30 other countries to go it alone. Now Mr. Trump has restored the U.S. membership in the Geneva Consensus, joining such nations as Hungary and Egypt. Michael Harrington reporting.
With about 100 days to go until the Winter Games in Italy, the U.S. Olympic Committee has begun the process of trying to keep males from getting into female events. The committee now requires athletes who want to compete in women's events take an SRY gene test, which identifies the Y chromosome found in males. It's the same test that track and boxing federations adopted earlier in the year. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump says he had a good meeting with China's president in South Korea.
We will be having some discussions. I think we've already agreed to a lot of things, and we'll agree to some more right now.
And both leaders signaling plans for further talks in the not-too-distant future. China committed to resuming large purchases of U.S. soybeans, sorghum, and other farm products, including at least 12 million metric tons this season, up to 25 million tons annually over 3 years. And both leaders agreed to a one-year pause on escalating tariffs and export restrictions. Mortgage rates held at one-year lows. The national average for the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage remained steady at 6.15%. At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow was down by 109 points. NASDAQ, the big loser, was down by 377. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.